Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Business Law Review.
On Friday, the 3rd of May, 2024. AIG Australia Limited and Hanna, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Insurer who had voided a policy on the basis of misinformation given by the insured after an accident was liable to indemnify the insured. Kane & Co. New South Wales Proprietary Limited and Idlebox Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Purchaser was not entitled to rescind contract for sale of a service station on the basis of an environmental report showing some contamination. In the matter of Riverina Solar Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Application to set aside statutory demand filed in Queensland and sent to New South Wales solicitors by email, had not been validly served within the statutory time period. Trident Ostwide Proprietary Limited and Bagcorp Proprietary Limited as trustee for the RICO Tea Trust. Supreme Court of New South Wales. A retiring minority partner was entitled to its aliquot share of the value of the business, including goodwill, without deduction on the basis of lack of control and lack of marketability of that share. Bajwa Group Proprietary Limited and Sharma & Oars, Supreme Court of Victoria. Letter of offer signed by both parties did not constitute a binding contract for the sale of land, mostly because the identity of the party liable to pay the purchase price and the capacity of that party to make the payment was not known at the time the letter was signed. Nasseri and Wellington Builders Proprietary Limited and Oars, Supreme Court of Victoria. Corporate trustee of Units Trust, controlled by the owner of land, was, on a building contract's proper construction, a party to that contract, and was therefore liable under the Building and Construction Industry Security of Payment Act 2002, Victoria. Carter and Anor and Mackey Motels Proprietary Limited, Court of Appeal of Queensland. Tenant running a motel business had not been entitled to withhold payment of insurance premiums, and landlord's claim to recover the premiums it had paid succeeded. Manapi Wilderness Lodge Proprietary Limited and Executive Director of Township Leasing, Supreme Court of the Northern Territory. Local court had not erred in ordering a tenant holding under an expired lease granted by an Aboriginal Land Trust to vacate.
Thank you for listening.